Welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. Whether you like to fish, enjoy talking about fishing, or just enjoy the fishing lifestyle, this is the podcast for you. So go grab yourself a cold drink or a hot cup of coffee, sit back, start tying up some fishing rigs, and enjoy the show.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to the Dieter Mellhorn Fishing Podcast. I hope you're having a good day, whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to the show. And I hope that you also enjoy my deep, bassy voice this morning. It's early. I'm taping this one first thing in the morning. We've done some renovations here at our studio and upgraded a few things, and actually trying out a new editing system that I've got. So just seeing how things are going here, getting things working, trying to create some better content and a little quicker content for some of you guys. I apologize. I haven't done a podcast in probably a couple of weeks now. I had some on up and going out, and we have been extremely busy with the guide trips this summer. That and the other television work that we do and trying to create some YouTube content. It has been insane with everything that is going on. So apologies for not being on top of the podcast and cranking out as many. I know I've got some very dedicated listeners that really love the podcast over the YouTube content, and I appreciate you guys checking it out. So going to continue to try to get some more out. Part of the upgrades that we did was to be able to do that and create more of this stuff and get it out to you. So I appreciate your patience. As I was saying, we are into the heart of summer. It's August when I'm taping this, and it's hot. It's about as hot as it gets here where we're at, and same for most of you guys in other parts of the country. It's the heat of the summer. It's just is what it is, and it has an impact on fishing, how we fish, how long we fish, whether we want to go fishing or not. I know my guide trips, I pretty much start every one of them at 6 a.m. I try to get out there before the sun comes up. My trips are 6 hours, so we're out of there by noon. We're out of there if it's a weekend trip, which I try not to do, but I do them because I know some of you guys, it's the only time you have off. We're out of there before it gets super duper hot and super duper busy with boat traffic, but usually by noon it's pretty bad. But you know, there have been some people that can only fish in the afternoon, and I have accommodated them, and we've done the trips, and honestly, we haven't done too bad. My last one I did last week, I actually made the comment that it had renewed my faith in going fishing in the afternoon in the summertime. We fished from about 3 o'clock until dark. They had a scheduling issue and getting off work. Somebody had to get off work. And it ended up working out great. And we ended up catching some fish. I was pretty happy. So most of the time, my comment and suggestion is to people is to fish early, fish that early part of the day. And my theory on that is, one, it's the coolest part of the day. If you can get out there before sunrise, that is absolutely your coolest part of the day. So you're beating the heat. You're a little more optimistic. You feel a little bit better about being out there. And generally speaking, those low light conditions are when fish are biting. If you like fishing in the dark, some people do, get out there at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It'll give you some of that pre-dawn bite. And then I fish the early part there. But like I said, we have had some days here recently where that middle of the day bite, later in the day bite, it's not that bad. So if you can tolerate the heat and get out there and do it, you may be able to catch some fish. My preference is to go early just for a multitude of reasons. The other thing we have, especially here in the South, and I'm sure many of you experience the same thing, but we get a lot here on the Eastern Seaboard, and that is thunderstorms, and you get those rolling in the afternoon a lot of times, so they can end up running you off the water. It's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of doing guide trips, because you end up having to shuffle a whole lot of stuff around. It can be kind of inconvenient for people, because I will fish in the rain, but I will not fish in lightning. I will seek shelter, as all of you should do when you're out there in those kind of conditions. Now, the good news about this time of the year is, generally speaking, the spawn's over with. And I say generally speaking because you will still have fish that will have some eggs. You know, we'll hear that. I've had them spray eggs on me, you know, in July. It will happen. You will have some that have not been tended to. But for the most part, the fishing is fairly back to normal. The blues are biting again. the flatheads especially, we've really seen an increase in flatheads being caught in the past, 3 weeks on the guide trips that I've been running. We've had several days where we've been getting slams. Slams is our little local catchphrase for catching a flathead, a blue, and a channel cat on the same trip, because we have all three species on the lakes that I fish. So, everybody's back and, they're done with all that stuff. Now, with that said, fishing has been up and down, hot and cold. And, I've had some streaks where, man, it was blowed up and we were catching fish. A few weeks ago, we had one of the best days of the year, both for numbers and size. We had like 25 fish, and there were a lot of double-digit fish in there. It was a great day on the water. And I was excited for, I had, 4 days in a row after that. And I was like, man, it's going to be on fire. It went steadily downhill. It went from being super great to it got a little bit slower, a little bit slower, a little bit slower. And by the last day, I think we added one on, so it was like 5 days in a row of guide trips, and it was like by the last day it was a lot of channel cats and a couple of blues. So it went from being almost all blues, teeners and 20s to you're like, what happened? So that's kind of the nature of the beast. It just happens. I always say bad bites never last forever, and good bites don't last forever either. So you have to kind of keep that in mind and keep that in perspective when you're out there fishing. And sometimes it can be one area of the lake to the other. Our lake's, sadly 13,000 acres, the double-edged sword there is, you got a lot of lake, a lot of options, but you can't utilize all of them in a day, especially in a guide trip. We've got 6 hours on the water to fish. You kind of have to pick and choose your battles and commit to something. And that's what you end up doing. And you guys out there fishing on your own, if you're bank fishing especially, you kind of have to make a commitment to something. If you're going to, most people don't have a lot of bank access. And that's the biggest limiting factor on, bank fishing. And you kind of have to commit to it. If you're going to go here and make a commitment there, you kind of have to stick with it. Try a variety of baits, a variety of depths if you can hit them. But in the end, you have to have fish that are going to cooperate. So it's the same thing in a boat. We just have the option, and at least mentally it feels better that you can up and leave and go somewhere. So there's a big, big advantage there when it comes to being in a boat. But, a lot of times it's just the cards that we're dealt and the mood that the fish are in. So what is working right now? Well, the good news about this time of the year is a lot of different techniques you can use. If you like to anchor, if you're not adept at, drifting, trolling, dragging baits, it's a great time of the year to anchor. You can find points and stuff, especially at night when you're anchored up, putting, baits near structure, that kind of thing. It's a good time of the year to do any type of fishing. I vary it up on my guide trips. Usually I am out there, starting out first thing in the morning. We usually end up anchoring up somewhere, trying to put a big fish in before the sun gets up. Maybe we're on a point. Maybe we've got some structure, some fallen trees, some underwater submerged stuff that we can see on the side scan, and try that for a while. And then I go to drifting. I go to covering water because, like I said earlier, having that ability to move baits in a boat is very beneficial when you're trying to figure out where fish are. You can do it anchoring. The problem with that is you need to drop them, fish them, move if you're not getting bit. And, a lot of times that means every 30, 45 minutes, if you're not getting hit, you got to up and move because you'll spend a lot of time sitting in one place waiting for something to happen. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people like that. Some people mark some fish and want to sit there and wait for them to bite. And they may wait all day and catch one. They may not. That's not in my wheelhouse as far as being able to do. I will do that to a certain extent when I'm tournament fishing, but I need to catch fish is the bottom line. Whether that be on a guide trip or me personally, I want to catch fish. It is very hard for me to do hero or zero. There are times when I do it. You've seen it in some of my videos on YouTube. Go out there, big baits and a prayer, and I'm looking for one big bite. Nothing wrong with that. It's a fun way to fish. But most of the time, I want to catch some fish, whether, like I said, whether that be on a guide trip or, personally. So being able to cover some water is important. And you can, like I said, you can do it anchored. You just need to be, you know, ready to pull stuff up after 30, 45 minutes and go find another spot if it's not working out for you. So with that in mind, all the different, you know, techniques are working right now. There's a place for them. And, you know, there are times when some techniques don't work as good. You know, the drifting thing can be tougher in winter, even though I do it, and I do it a lot. Sometimes in the wintertime with lethargic fish, drifting doesn't work as good. You know, there are some times when anchoring is not going to work as good when, you know, you've got high winds, those kind of situations that make anchoring difficult, or, you know, middle of the summer when, you know, you're out there in the middle getting pounded with boat traffic, it cannot be fun. Seasonally, anchoring is going to work anywhere you go. It's just there are sometimes, especially when fish are all over the place and moving, spawning, that kind of stuff, it is not my favorite way to fish. But right now, it's working. There's a time for it. Now, you guys fishing there in the middle of the day, then you're out there with some boat traffic, it's a lot harder to anchor a boat. If you are being able to drift, it's a lot more tolerable. You can tolerate it a lot better then. You guys that are bank fishing, you know, everything, you're more limited in what you can do. You're pretty much putting baits on the bottom or near the bottom. There are some guys that do some fancy stuff from the bank with floating baits into the edges of trees, on bobbers, that kind of stuff. Impressive fishing. I saw some videos on that, was watching it. That's a very dedicated group of people. But, you know, the bank fishermen, they're always, you know, when they catch big fish, or a lot of fish, I've got a lot of respect for them because their limitations, they're working within, they're fighting their fight within a, you know, contained parameter there of where they're at and what they've got access to. So it always impresses me. We've got some guys that fish down at the boat ramp there at Buster Boy. If you guys happen to be listening, hey, they're down there. Usually they fish all night. And they're there in the mornings when I pick up my guide party. And they're committed. They're dedicated. They got one little area they fish. And it either works or it doesn't. And that's just the nature of, you know, the access place, you know, that they've got access to. Same for you guys fishing off the bank. You've got a buddy that's got a pier. You got a pier behind your house, whatever. You know, there are times when it's going to be bad. And there are going to be times when you're going to catch fish there. And it is going to be good. And there's not a lot you can do to make it any better a lot of times. And I get that question a lot from people, you know, in text messages and stuff, you know, asking me, what can I do? Well, a lot of times there's not a lot you can do. You just have to wait until the bite changes. The longer you're able to fish, the greater your chances are of catching fish and figuring out what's going on. And that's just a probability deal. Being out there for, if you could fish for 24 hours straight, there's a good chance you're going to have a window in there when fish are feeding, if you're in the right place. You know, even if you're in the wrong place, generally you're going to have some fish come through there at some point and eat. So, but not all of us have that time. I don't have that much time. I've got, you know, a narrow window when I get to fish. It's about a quarter of a day, and I got to figure out what's happening in that quarter of a day. And sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. Usually in that window, that 6-hour window, there is something happening at one level or another. It may be a minor bite. It may be a peak bite. But usually there's something happening in that window. And that's kind of what, you know, I'm striving for and looking for. And this time of the year, you know, water temperature up, metabolism is up on the fish. Fish are more active. They have to eat more, so they're feeding more. Unlike in the winter, you know, there may be a slower feed pattern. They may not be consuming as much food. Maybe eating one big feed a day instead of two, whatever. Who knows what's going on with them and their feeding pattern. But I say all this to say that with the temperature hotter, fish need more food. So there's going to be more activity at some point. So you've got that in your favor if you can, you know, endure and tolerate the heat. The good news is, you know, we're slowly, you know, we're losing daylight. Our days are getting shorter and shorter while it's still hot. Fall is not that far away, believe it or not. When you're out there sweating today, cutting grass, and it's 92 degrees, you'll be cussing me and thinking I'm crazy, but we're not that far away. We're not that far away from waking up to a 60-degree morning for us here in the South, which would be amazing. We haven't seen that in a while. But, you know, the fishing is going to get better and better and better as we go into the fall. So we got all that going. But, you know, right now it's a good time to get out there if you can. As far as baits go, again, it's like techniques. About everything is working at one level or another right now. Obviously, I've been pulling the chicken a lot. It catches fish. But all of the live baits, if you're able to use bluegill, sunfish, any of that stuff, all of that stuff's working. Shad, as always, that's always a go-to. You guys that are in areas with moon eye, skipjack, everything's working. There's not a big preferential bait right now. Some places, one will work better than another. But with everything being said, it's a lot of stuff working. The biggest thing you got going against you right now is the heat and the boat traffic. If you're in an area with boat traffic, it's hot out there. Mentally, it's not fun being out there in the heat. But fish are biting. It's probably not the best bite of the year. Summer never is. You know, like we said earlier, you will have peaks and valleys and all of that. But generally speaking, it's not the best fishing, but the fishing is good. You can catch some fish. You can feel confident that whatever technique you're trying, especially if you're new to it, you'll get a good feel for what you're doing is working, whether it be trying out a bait, trying out a rig, trying out, you know, drifting, trying out putting stuff under bobbers, trying a new place along the bank. You can have some confidence that what you're doing is, you know, you're going to get a good test for it. So anyway, that's kind of my little take there on what all is going on in the on the boat and on the bank and what I'm seeing from people around. People are catching fish. You can always tell on Facebook. If you follow any of the fishing groups, Catfish in America or some of the other ones out there, you can kind of see when it's post-spawn, and we're seeing a lot more flatheads show up. We're seeing some good blue show up. So good from here on out. So it, like I said, it's going to get better and better. So that's just a little update on what's going on water-wise, what I'm seeing. The next podcast, I'm going to be talking about some of the new reels that I got on the boat. Got a little new reel deal. I'm going to explain that a little more in depth, what I'm doing there, why I'm doing that, and some of the stuff with the rods and stuff, just to bring some people up to date. And anyway, that's it for now. We'll catch you guys out on the water.